And in this video, we are going to be talking about how to develop connection with just about anyone. Hey there, I'm Alicia Darby. I built and automated an online business by leveraging media like podcasts, YouTube, and social channels. Now I coach entrepreneurs and personal brands on how you can start your show to attract qualified leads, build your influence, and communicate with confidence on stage and in life. Your audience awaits. They're gonna love you. So connection, human connection is so, so important for, of course, a variety of reasons, but as influencers and as coaches, it's really important for us to know how to connect with other people in order to, you know, enroll them into your programs, enroll them into your mindsets, and ultimately, by doing that, we serve them by helping them to see a new perspective or see the world differently and maybe even view themselves very differently. That is what human connection is all about. It's helping us to improve ourselves and improve our perspective of the world by engaging with other people. And there are certain ways that you can do this at a really great way in order to grow your influence, to grow your audience. And in this video, we're going to talk about two specific things that you can do. So we're going to look at connection and look at it from both sides so that you have strategies to approach it from two different angles. Okay. So connection. So connection really comes down to similarities between you and whomever it is that you are wanting to draw a connection with. So to find those similarities in the business world, we call this to know, to like, and to trust. And typically when we see ourselves in somebody else, that makes us feel comfortable because we're familiar with ourselves. So when we see that in somebody else, we know it, we recognize it, we like it, and we can trust it because it just feels really familiar. So that connection is really important. So how do you do that? Well, there are two specific things that I think about when I am connecting with somebody new. And the first is sort of the me of the equation, in this case, the you of the equation. And the second is the other person, the them, okay? So the you side of the equation, the me, if you will, is that you have to be interesting. You've got to be an interesting person in order to be able to connect with just about anyone. So let me tell you how you could be more interesting as a human, okay? So when we develop connection, when we're having conversations with people, and especially as coaches, when we are enrolling people in programs, the number one step in sales is to build rapport. Rapport is kind of getting to know somebody, having similarities, and feeling like we're very similar. So, and I keep doing this because it's actually like the giving and receiving. So drawing that connection through that conversation. So when you are an interesting person, you are somebody who is multifaceted. So a multifaceted person is somebody who is able to speak on topics outside of just like one narrow train of thought. Okay. So what this might look like, an interesting person, and this, let me just say, side note, this also works really great in the dating world. Okay. So if you're out there, you're single and you're like, I'm single, I'm mingling, I'm trying to figure, like, find my husband. This is a great way to expand your interesting factor and also that interesting factor is then going to allow you to draw a deeper connection and make you more interesting. Okay. So what is it? What is it? Okay. So what I want you to do is think about the areas of life. Okay. So you and of interest particularly. So the first thing that comes to mind when we are at like a networking event or something like that is, what do you do? It's like your do list. It's like your career. But there are so many other facets of a person. Like, what are they interested in terms of fitness or health? Or what's a current kick that they're just on right now, a passion project that they're working on? Or maybe a DIY. Like, what DIY projects do you do around the house or have you found to be interesting or fun? Sports. Like, what sports did you play when you were a kid or are you playing right now? Things like that. Passions that we have make us interesting. And when our passions are varied and our experiences are varied, we're able to have conversations with lots of different people because now you're able to draw a connection with people from any walk of life. So for example, if all you've ever done in your travel experience is go to all-inclusive resorts, okay? Let's just say the only travel experiences you've ever had is go to an all-inclusive resort. Well, if you are trying to connect with somebody who's talking about their backpacking trip across Europe, and all you've ever done is seen the interior of the resorts across Europe or something, then it's going to be really difficult to draw a connection. But if you have had a variety of travel experiences, maybe you've done the all-inclusive resort thing, but you've also done camping, and maybe you've traveled to really interesting, unique places around the world, or maybe you've done tons of sightseeing throughout the U.S., or maybe you just know your city so well because you've taken the time to really find interesting places. All of those things, and think about it, that's just in the world of travel, you know, that's just under one big umbrella. But imagine if your fitness experience and sports experience was just as varied. So instead of just doing yoga all the time, maybe you tried like rock climbing, you know, or maybe you went to do a water sport or something, or maybe you've got a really hilarious story about how one time you tried skiing, okay? All of those different things really allow you to be a well-rounded person. And being a well-rounded person is great, but the real benefit of being a well-rounded person is the opportunity that you now have to connect with people that are from different walks of life, because now your stories are so much different. I wrote down a few other examples I wanted to share with you. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Books. When you have read a variety of books, now personally for me, I've read a variety of business and personal development books, but I haven't read a whole lot of novels and things like that. So that's something, that's an area that I'm like, oh, that's something I should probably like expand into in order to be able to connect with people who have read the entire series of Harry Potter. Like I don't have a huge interest in that, but I could at least read the abstract, right? So those are things that you want to really be able to engage in a variety of levels. Of course, you can see how this applies to dating and how it applies to building rapport with your audience. So imagine you get on a phone as a coach with a potential client and they're telling you about their family vacation. They just took the kids to a water park. Well, if you've never been to a water park before, you're going to have a hard time really connecting with them. So you might say something like, oh, well, I remember when I was a kid and I took swimming lessons or something. Or maybe you have a funny story about how you recently tried to go wakeboarding, you know, and that's water related. But if you've done none of that, it's going to be so hard for you to connect with people. Okay. So my challenge to you from this side of the connection spectrum, and then we're going to talk about the other in a moment. But my challenge to you for this sign is I want you to think about, this is kind of like creating a bucket list. What are the things that you could easily do or try? Maybe they are certain foods that you want to do, or maybe you've never made a pizza at home and you're like, I should just make a pizza at home just to have a cool story about it, you know? I want you to make a list of the things that you would like to do that could make you a lot more interesting. So think about like all of the elements of life that you're like, well, you know, I really should take up a sport, but which sport would it be? Well, maybe try a few different ones, or maybe just watch some YouTube videos about tennis or something and see if you can learn a little bit about that. That's going to be something that will start to be a connection, how you can connect to just about anybody. Okay. So that's thing one, is you're going to make a list of ideas of things that you could do. Okay. Now here's the second part of this phase. I want you already, I promise, you already have interesting aspects to who you are, okay? We all do, because we all have very different experiences in life. So just because you've never gone wakeboarding, or just because you haven't tried some interesting food or gone traveling the world, that doesn't mean that you don't already have awesome experiences. So I want you to take note of the experiences you already have. Maybe you've just forgotten about them, and if they're not top of mind, then when a client or somebody that you are networking with at an event or something, when they bring something up, if your stories are not at the top of your mind, they're going to be hard to come out of you. So this exercise is called a story bank. So I do this in Google Doc. I have a Google Doc that's my story bank. And interesting things, if I'm reminded of a story, a funny story, like I was just recently reminded of a story when I was a kid I was probably kindergarten. My teacher, you know how in kindergarten they have around the walls of the kindergarten, they have the alphabet A, B, C, D, and that shows you exactly how to print it. My kindergarten teacher told us as a classroom that we were to write out the alphabet from A to Z without looking. Well, she meant without looking at the alphabet on the wall, but I thought she meant without looking at what we were writing. So I closed my eyes and I wrote the entire alphabet without looking at the paper, at the pen, at anything. So it's all crazy. It's like all off the paper and stuff. And I remember the story because my mom shared it with me a few, probably even a year ago or something. And she was sharing the story because she kept the paper. The teacher wrote, oh, Alicia did this without looking. And like, it was a funny thing. So she sent it home and, you know, wrote a note on it to send it home with me to my mom. Anyway, I tell this story to say that this is a great story for me to keep top of mind so that when I'm talking with somebody, and I don't know when this could possibly come up, but it's an interesting enough story that it's good to just keep up there top of mind. Because if a client brings something up about how their kid is learning to write or something, now I've got a good story to share, that's going to help to build rapport, okay? So I keep a story bank just like that, stories just like that. And you don't have to write them out word for word, but you know, I would just have alphabet without looking. That's like in my little story bank, you know? I would recommend that you create a story bank for yourself. So remember, this is two parts now. The first part is you're actually going to be writing a list of things you would like to do to add stories to your story bank. And you're going to create a story bank itself. Story banks are great for when you are invited to be on podcast episodes. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I was invited to be on a podcast and I went to my story bank and thought, okay, what are the stories I actually want to share for this specific audience for this episode? Okay. So go to my story bank and look up those things. I do this before networking events, depending on where I'm going and who might be there. I got to be like, what are my stories that I want to be sharing with this specific audience? I just go to my story bank. Get them, you know, there are things I've experienced already. So it's not like I need to memorize them or anything. They've already happened, you know? So I just load them in my brain and off I go. Okay. That is the power of a story bank. All right. Now that is the first phase of being able to connect with anyone. That is the you phase. Okay. That's making you more interesting. The other side of connecting with people is to be more interested. Okay. So now you show up very interesting and that's all well and good if people ask you questions or if people talk to you, but being interested in other people is actually even more powerful than being interesting yourself. Okay. So again, think about being on a date. You go on a first date and somebody that you are out with is just talking all about, maybe they have a great story bank and they're sharing all their great stories and you're over here like eating your spaghetti, like, okay, yeah, like what, or spaghetti, who has spaghetti on a first date? Salad, you're probably eating a salad on your first date, okay? So let's just say that person is yakking and telling you all the stories in their story bank, but you're over here like, oh, I would really like to like tell some of my stories, but this person just keeps yakking, okay? So what you gotta do is also be interested. There is, for the people that I believe are the most charismatic people, they are naturally curious about the world and curious about others. That curiosity that they naturally have is something that leads them into trying new experiences. Okay. So you see how these two things are connected. If I'm naturally curious about the world, then I'm going to want to go and explore. I'm going to want to ask people interesting questions. I'm going to want to engage at a new level. Okay. That is going to ultimately make me more interesting as well, but it's going to empower other people around me to also share what's interesting about them. And ultimately, that's what we do. That's what we do as coaches. We want to engage other people in their own conversation to bring out what's great in them, to help them share their story, to help them really understand their powerful message in the world and how we can drag it out of them. So you gotta be interested, okay? So I'm gonna give you one very easy tip that you can apply immediately at a networking event, the next networking event that you go to, I want you to actually apply this tip. Okay. So at networking events, think about what everybody's walking around. So what do you do? Oh, what do you do? What do you, and we get so tired of repeating our elevator pitch over and over and over. Right. And now you get to a certain phase in business where you're like, ah, I just can't even say it anymore. Cause it's like boring me to even say what it is that I do. A better question to ask. So instead of at a networking party, so tell me about what you do. Instead of asking that, ask them something they've probably never been asked before at that type of event. Okay. So instead of what do you do? And instead of, so where are you from? Right. Those are questions that are just like, overplayed. Okay. How are you? Don't ask those. Okay. Instead, I want you to be the one that asks the most interesting questions and is truly interested in what the person has to say. So for example, you might ask, so what sports did you play in high school? Imagine someone comes up to you and is like, so what sports did you play in high school? They would be like, I guess I played basketball and volleyball. I was a cheerleader. I was a dancer. But oh, more than anything, the thing that I loved was blah, 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 blah. You know, and then they go into stuff. And then if you're truly interested in like, gee, I wonder what, because you know how sometimes you see people and you're like, I bet you that guy was a wrestler in high school, or that guy, total basketball player, you know, or that one, he was in the band, right? So if you walk up to someone, you're like, what instrument did you play when you were in the band? Don't you think they'd be like, how did you know I was in the band? All of a sudden now I'm engaged. I want to talk to that person. Yeah. So that is how you become far more interesting. Now people are like, oh, I want to talk to that person because look how she's getting everybody going in this conversation. Okay. So great questions. Things, silly things like what did you do in high school or what sport did you play? You might even ask them a future question. Like, tell me about something that you are super excited about that's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year. Now they're like, well, I got this cool vacation I've been planning. And, or maybe they'll say, oh, I can't wait for my website to just be launched. And you're like, oh, tell me about your website. Like, oh, well, who did you work with? And you start to kind of like understand them a little bit better. Okay. That is what it's all about, to be more interesting. So one little assignment for you on this is I'd like for you to write just maybe three to five questions that you think would be really cool if you showed up at a networking event or, you know, going out at the club, at the bar or something. Maybe you're just in your church lobby and you want to connect with people. What are the questions that you want to ask that you can kind of get comfortable with asking too? Because, you know, to just walk up to someone, you're not going to be all awkward and be like, hey, so what sport did you play in high school? Like if it comes out of left field and it comes off super awkward, it's going to get weird. Okay. So instead you want to practice these. You want to be confident when you deliver it and say, hey, I was noticing you from the other side of the room. And I thought, I got to ask this chick, what did you play in high school? Because I have my few guesses. I can guess maybe you were a cheerleader or maybe you played volleyball, but I want to know, like, what did you play in high school? And now they're like, cool question. Oh yeah, girl, I did this and here's what I did. You know, now you have something to talk about. Okay. So you've got three assignments for this video, if you choose to accept it. The first is, what are all the things that you want to explore, that you want to do, that you know are going to make you more interesting? Okay. So ideas would be like food or sports or fitness activities, exploring and travel, maybe even cooking, DIY projects around the house. Think about what you could do that would make you more interesting. Number two is, write your story bank. Your story bank is going to be what you pull stories from for when you're on podcasts or when you're connecting with new clients or when you're at a networking event or even on a first date. Okay. So story bank. And number three is, write a list of really cool questions that you would feel confident asking at networking events or when you meet new people so that you can be more interested in what they are doing. And of course, that's going to make you more interesting too. And all of these things are going to allow you to connect, to truly connect at a deeper level with people, no matter who they are. Because what you're really doing here is getting over all the hubbub of accomplishments and getting straight to who they are as a person. So I hope that this helped you. My name is Alicia Darby, and I help coaches coach better and build their businesses online. So if you want more details about that, visit me on my website, AliciaDarby.com, and I will see you in the next video. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I would be honored if you'd hop over to iTunes from your computer and leave a 5-star rating and review. Tell me what you love most about the podcast and what you'd like to see more of. That is how podcasts prosper, so I would be so grateful for your help. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.